Today's first reading about Abraham and Isaac is possibly one of the toughest scriptures that we as Christians have to wrestle with. In fact, it's one of these passages that non-believers often point to and say, hey, look, that's proof that there is no God, because no God would ever ask anybody to kill their son. Now, for us as Christians, we struggle to wrap our minds around this. And as I was preparing the homily this week, I found an awesome commentary by Norman Kretzmann, who explained what was going on in this Abraham and Isaac story. He said that Abraham had to hold four things true. And I want to talk about those four. Can I have the first one? Abraham has recognized that God has asked him to kill his son. So Abraham says, all right, God's asked me to take Isaac and slaughter him, and so I'm going to listen to what God's asked me to do. He also says, next one, that God is good and altogether worthy of my praise. Now, he holds both of these statements as truths, and they don't contradict each other. He also has a third statement that he recognizes as true. Abraham says, look, killing my son is horribly wrong. It's not in accordance with God's commands. And so Abraham recognizes this. And finally, Abraham also recognizes that God is good and will not ask him to do something horribly wrong in obedience to his commands. So Abraham holds all four of these statements as truths. And what Kretzmann says in his commentary is that what this means is that Abraham knew from the moment that he set out that God was not going to ask him to go through with the action of killing his son. He recognized the fact that God was asking him to do that. So Abraham, being a very, very upstanding individual and a man of great integrity, followed what God was asking him. So Abraham, next slide, takes off with his son, brings everything that he needs for the sacrifice, all of the wood he needs, the knife for the sacrifice, the basket with him, so they go on. And what Kretzmann says in his commentary is that Abraham knew that God was not going to ask him to go through with it. And the reason that we know that is that 8th verse of that 22nd chapter of Genesis. When Isaac says to his dad, Dad, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says to his son, Son, God will provide. Now, Abraham does not lie to his son. He doesn't want to lie to his son because he doesn't want Isaac's last memory of him being him telling him a lie. Oh, you're going to kill me. Oh, that's cool. Nice sacrifice. Abraham doesn't want to do that to his son. He's a man of integrity. He's a man of the Lord's commands. And when Isaac asks him, all right, so where's the sacrifice? Abraham says, God will provide. That means that Abraham, the whole time this is going on, knows that God's not going to ask him to go through with the sacrifice of his son. But Abraham also knows that he has to embrace that command of God as true. And that's why Abraham takes off on his way. That's why Abraham, next slide please, when he reaches for the knife to kill his son, the messenger calls out to him. Abraham had to go through with the whole process to say, I'm going to go in and I'm going to kill my son because that's what God has asked me to do. But he still knew that deep down, God was not going to ask him to carry it out. If Abraham would have said, look, I'll go through with it until I think it gets too crazy and then I'll say, all right, God, you're nuts and I'm going to... No. Abraham the whole time says, I'm going to follow what God's asking me because I trust that he's not going to ask me to do something that's against his love. What's an awesome connection to the story of Abraham and Isaac is this messenger. This voice that God sends down to Abraham and says, Abraham, do not touch that boy. And in this picture, in the right-hand side of that picture, you can see the ram that's caught in the bushes. That is the sacrifice that they offer. But that messenger that speaks to Abraham is extraordinarily important because it shows that God is always going to provide for us. That voice of the messenger, as the patristic fathers wrote, they often talked about Jesus as being God's angel, as being God's messenger. And what is so cool is if we think that that messenger, that voice that comes to Abraham and says, do not kill that boy. So what if that's the voice of Jesus? God's not going to ask anybody to sacrifice their son because I'm going to do it. Have the next slide, please. What if that voice of that messenger is Jesus crying out to Abraham, don't do it because you're not the sacrifice that's needed for the salvation of humanity. It's me and my death. In the Eucharistic prayer I'm going to use today is Eucharistic Prayer 1. There's a beautiful prayer where I bow my head and I say, Lord, may your holy angel take this sacrifice to your altar in heaven. How cool is that if that would be the same messenger that spoke to Abraham and said, do not kill that boy. What if that's the same messenger that brings our sacrifice of the Eucharist up to heaven? Jesus Himself, who shows us His love. When we celebrate the sacred mysteries of our faith, the next one, please. Heaven and earth are joined together. All of our prayers, all of our suffering, all of our pain is brought to the Lord. And we celebrate with all of the angels and saints. And it's God's messenger, God's angel, who answers our prayers and brings our prayers up to heaven. Our God is always going to provide for us. He's going to give us what we need when we need it. He proves it to Abraham. Now, why did He choose Abraham? He chose Abraham because Abraham was our father in faith. Because God knew that if He asked anybody else to do what He asked Abraham to do, they would have said, no way, you are nuts. So many times in our lives, God asks us to do something because He knows that we can do it. This doesn't answer the question of why do bad things happen, because there's probably a good chance that all of us here have encountered death or illness or loss in some way. And it doesn't mean that God did that. But what it does mean is that God can walk with us through that pain and through that suffering, and He can bring us along. And He can give us exactly what we need when we need it, so that we can unite together with all of the angels and saints as we celebrate the Eucharist. My brothers and sisters, as we continue today in prayer, as we celebrate this Eucharistic banquet, we ask God to give us the same strength, the same courage, the same faith that our father Abraham had when he faithfully answered the Lord. When he recognized that the Lord was asking him to do exactly what only he could do. May our celebration of the Eucharist tonight give us that strength, that we may receive the joy and the love in our lives so that we can do exactly what God is asking us to do.